I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, Jenny.
Welcome to our podcast.
We're not going to sing. We promise we're not.
No, but we are getting a podcast.
We are going to podcast. Thanks for joining us on the hashtag I Moms Will Hurt podcast. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Or the FaceTube.
The
Insta,
social media,
all those you can find us. We even have our own website, not to show off, but you can go there to buy tickets to our tour. You should do that.
We have a P.O. box if you want to send us a letter because you're 90.
We have a P.U. box. Kristen does.
That's Jennifer's.
Yeah.
But I've never called you Jennifer. It's so weird.
I know. Am I in trouble?
No. I didn't like myself saying it.
If you call me Jennifer Christine, I'm going to get. Chill.
It's so weird that your middle name is Christine.
Why?
Because my first name is Kristen.
Oh, yeah. There's such different names in my head, though.
I guess, but if you've been called Christine because your name is Kristen, it's not that.
But it's
50-50.
You got the IN at the end.
Yeah, because people are like, oh.
If there was an E at the end of it, it would be Christine, wouldn't it?
No.
Oh, wow.
And my name is spelled with two I's, as you know. It's a real problem.
If anybody wants to send us correspondence, it's KRISTIIN.
You know that people have spelled it like that. This is a real sore subject for me.
Make them worried.
Lady
they get
with the name of the hot 70s of everyone's like, name your kid Jen.
Literally, they saw it in the paper and were like,
there we go.
We can't agree on anything else.
That seems like the coolest name I've ever. Do you know how many Jens I know?
Yeah,
a
I
lot.
Do know how many. I used to go by my middle name in the fourth grade because I came late to the fourth grade because we moved. And there was already like four or five Jennifers in the class. So
you could have done the Southern thing and used your first name and middle name all at once. Jennifer Christine?
I will make it worse for you. My mother was once married to a man who had a daughter named Jennifer.
Oh,
so
Christ.
She went by Jennifer Lynn and I went by Jennifer Christine.
What a weird coinky dink.
Welcome to my life.
Ooh, identity issues coming for you.
Yeah.
She went
by Jen Lynn though, which hi Jen Lynn, if you're listening.
Jen Lynn, that's cute.
Does. We'll see her in Colorado.
I had a friend named Kathy Dan. I like that.
So when we are going on tour and we're nervous, we're excited, you know, different sides of the same coin.
All new show.
A thing I a totally new
you
show.
You said that and my stomach went, I think I have to poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I react
that's
to
how my, what
who
my
knew?
Stomach is.
I didn't know, but it's all of a sudden like you talk about the show, I have to go poop.
Well, you know what nervousness makes me do is clean.
Clean. That's it's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, I know.
And it's what not one of those.
I, in the last, maybe 15 hours, have completely swept and mopped my kitchen. I have cleaned the sides of all of my cabinets. I folded laundry. I never do that. Hold on. There was one other really crazy thing. I sanded my stairs because I'm going to repaint them. And that's what I do when I get stressed out is I would work on my lines,
girl,
and then I would find an activity to do that was cleaning.
You got to get yourself on TikTok. It's a wonderful way to waste your time.
Really?
Which is, I have to say, one of my favorite things about TikTok is clean TikTok, which is where you can get cleaning tips. It's kind of
that changed, might get me onto TikTok.
Honestly, it's kind of changed my life. First of all, I love this story because I think it's kind of a Cinderella story.
It literally is a Cinderella story,
it's
right?
My favorite.
Because it's about, remember how she had to clean everything?
So there's this gal on TikTok and her TikTok handle, which we're going to find.
VaneaMaro91.
Okay, fine.
You know what?
On TikTok.
Follow our Instagram.
That's just her
I'm
trying to bait you
podcast.
Into Instagram. But we will put her on there.
She's
awesome. So she kind of came on the storm with TikTok, and she's doing TikTok clean. And the thing I love about her is she is this sweet chick who is cleaning these very, very, very big like mansions and like fancy people's homes. And she's not in there like crapping on the fact that she is cleaning somebody's house. She's like, I take great pride in this. I love my clients. There's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. Let me show you some of my hacks. And man, she's in there like, she takes the toilet seat literally off those hinges on the back and like cleans around them.
Oh man.
I mean, she's going for broke on this, and she loves to clean, and she does it so well. And she's like, this is your home. I get to come into here and make this home better and cleaner. And then all of a sudden she like exploded on TikTok, and now I think she's doing very well. She's probably making a ton of money, and she's still cleaning and doing her thing, and I just think it's wonderful.
I've learned
so much from stuff like that, of ways to clean also without using a ton of like chemicals, because I am what I would like to call it. I try to be as much as an environmentalist as I can, and I like when we can go to like old school remedies for the way that we clean and kind of get away from a bottle for everything. I hate that.
Oh man,
I hate that smell too. I don't like it. I love
a good chemical.
Ugh.
Serious, I really do.
It depends on the chemical, because
if it doesn't chew off my skin, it's not getting anything clean.
Oh, no. And then also it comes in a yucky plastic bottle that like there's
well, we
a million
get the big ones
them.
And refill them. I have so much cleaning stuff that I make my husband get the large refill size at this
Costco.
Is not a joke. I'm going to go deep. At Costco, the big refill size, I have looked up purchasing an industrial vacuum and floor waxer for my home. I don't have I don't live at the mall, but I want something that cleans. Like I like stuff to be super clean, and I don't know where that came from. My house is not. I'm sure there are people that come to my house and they're like, oh, I'm going to get typhoid from that bathroom. But when I clean, I like to sand it down to a new layer.
I think I'm somewhere in between. Like, I'm fine with, I don't like things being dirty, but I am a little bit like, our house is a little untidy, but I just think it's because I don't need everything to be super put in its place because of the kids. But like, there are places
tidy and
that
clean are very different things.
Yeah. I think our bathrooms are always clean. I can't stand a disgusting bathroom.
I'm not neat at all. Like,
I think you're neat.
I leave stacks of stuff.
I don't see them unless you're cleaning before I come over to your house. And that's bullshit. Because after this much time together,
no,
you shouldn't be doing that.
But probably you're the only person I wouldn't tidy up a little bit for. I think everybody
well,
else.
Well, now I don't know what you mean by that, Jen.
Well, I just think you've seen it as bad as it gets. And like,
my mother's super clean. Trust me. It's something that she likes to mention. But my grandmother, man, her house was like a dang museum. Like there was not a...
It's old school clean. I love that.
It's old school clean. And so she would use like vinegar and baking soda. And she never had... She always made at home... I call them remedies. That's not right. House cleaning products. She would make them at home because that stuff was expensive, and there also wasn't as many on the market. So you kind of had to like a lot of bleach, a lot of which I know is not
baking
great for
soda.
You, but like baking soda, lemon. She just
Is it baking soda or baking powder? I always confuse that.
I think it's
I
baking
know which
soda.
One to buy.
It's
okay.
Baking soda,
yeah.
And then that gets off like grime off your pans. She always had everything.
Oh, don't tell me what it's for. I will tell you all the things that baking soda is for. Well, I'll tell you that I have an antique marble table that was my grandmother's, and my dad had plants on it.
Oh.
So it had these yellow rings on it. And I read about how you could make this paste out of baking soda and white vinegar. You make
white
it a thick
vinegar.
Paste. You smooth it on, and then you wrap the whole thing in saran wrap for like 48 hours, and that baking soda vinegar sucks the stain out of the marble.
That's amazing.
I used to always do that with baby clothes because I was like, there can't be a stain that doesn't. Like little white baby clothes. I loved having white baby clothes because you could bleach them.
Yeah.
Or you can just like use paste and a toothbrush, and you can get almost anything.
Toothpaste.
Out.
Another great way to clean stuff is toothpaste.
Yep.
And it gets scratches out of windows, which I think is really interesting.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I just because of TikTok, because I get on clean TikTok, it is the most soothing thing I can.
Wait, it's called clean TikTok?
Clean TikTok. Or TikTok clean, but it's something, it's like its whole universe. And so there was this challenger thing, or not challenge, but like this thing that this woman showed it. And I loved it because she had this really bougie, beautiful bathroom with like one of those very expensive tubs. And she's like, I'm going to show you how disgusting sheets are. And she goes, you put them in the water. You put them in water. So she puts them in this beautiful tub, these beautiful sheets. You're like, well, you don't have dead skin. Only I have dead skin. She puts them in there and she gets old school borax. Like borax is old as hell.
Yeah.
She puts it full of borax
and
water.
Right?
It is a chemical. It's a, I think it would almost have like lye in it or something. Like I think it's a pretty strong cleaning agent.
Which lye is made from fat.
So
that,
I don't know.
Research.
I'm on the fence. I don't know if I know or if I'm just making it up to sound smart.
Why don't I clean with more lye? Because if that's
I think because it will literally peel your hands off. If you've never seen Fight Club, they make fat. They
Do
make
you
soap.
Know the truth?
Have you never seen Fight Club? What in the hell is wrong? What are you doing with your time? You're not on TikTok.
Kristen, and you're cleaning. I am cleaning.
Jen,
or I
do you know
watching.
I've seen Fight Club for no reason like six times in my life?
My husband, well, like he had Adventures in Babysitting on when I came down.
Eight times.
I was furious. I was like, what the God? What are you doing with your life? Wasting your time
watching
this?
Oh my God, you'd make so much judgment of me. I will waste 2 hours and it'll feel delightful.
If I don't enjoy a movie, then I feel like it's 2 hours of my life I'm never going to have back. And
I can party with that, but Fight Club's a great movie. And there's just Brad Pitt's stomach alone is, don't even need, there's,
okay. Well,
I don't think I've ever made
it
through Fight Club because I get to that part and I'm like, oh. Well, speaking
of. But if they're
of,
using lye to clean with, I'll watch it now.
They're not cleaning. They're making soap. You got to watch the movie, God. So
okay, I'm interested now.
Fine.
Nobody's
they DIY
this part.
Soap. You'll love it.
Okay. I think that's really neat when people
from
do that.
Fat.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You'll love it. So back to this cleaning challenge.
Who's
God.
The mom that figured that out? And you absolutely know that was a mom that was like, what are we going to do with all this dead pig fat here?
It ain't pig fat, sister.
It's human fat.
Don't worry about it. Just see the movie. It'll make sense to you.
Do
it's
they
not
fight
disgusting.
And then somebody dies and they have to hide the body?
No,
then...
Jen, it's Fight Club. It's that they get their Tyler Durden is like a character. It's Brad Pitt. And the other guy is like a really lame guy who's buying duvets from IKEA. And he feels like he's kind of emasculated. So they start this Fight Club. And then it's in the basements
sounds
of
like
apartments.
Somebody also has been hit with some toxic masculinity in
it's
my opinion.
Absolutely
there's nothing
rampant
wrong
with that
a,
and it's but
duvet.
I signed up
okay.
I signed up
I'll and watch it we'll report back
fine.
I'll let you
we'll
guys
report
know
back. It's
what,
a delightful how, movie
and there's it, a new movie called Fight Club I'm gonna watch it and let you guys know what it's
Jesus
all about
criminally. So anyway back to the I'm all worked up okay fine we're in the tub the
okay,
sheets are in
so,
the tub she puts in the borax okay sheets are in the tub she puts in the borax 24 hours later, right? And her thing is you should not bleach clothes because the bleach or sheets in particular, because when you sleep and you have sweat and skin that comes off, and if you're my husband, you sweat 50 pounds every night.
Well, let's not judge. I'm a real
it's
sweaty sleeper.
Disgusting. And the fat from that, the fatty tissue or fatty cells inside
the
of the lipids, they can't break down from bleach. So really you can only get them out from soaking them in what would be a soap. Borax.
You have to do bleach and soap on sheets.
Right.
Yeah.
So she just did the borax. She put them in there. 24 hours later, this beautiful, decadent, bougie, luxury bathtub is full of the most disgusting black water you've ever seen in your whole life.
All right,
so guess what? I did it. I did it, and I didn't expect anything less, by the way. I was actually mildly impressed that it didn't come out looking like asphalt. But I've never gotten my sheets whiter and I was so proud of myself. It was the dumbest glory. And then I learned how to put vinegar in with your whites.
Always.
Didn't know that.
It brightens them. Brightens
it
them right
brightens
up.
And whitens.
Yep. See,
you guys, I'm learning.
Okay. I'm going to order borax on Amazon.
Oh God.
Right now.
Here we go.
I didn't even know if
Why
it was.
Why don't you go ahead and get Prime Video and order Fight Club?
And I have Prime Video. I'm going to watch it, and I'll give a little movie review of Fight Club, okay?
It's only been around, I don't know, 20 years?
Been busy for 20 years, Kristen. I've been researching what's good about white vinegar. I can tell you lots of different things.
Well, you've also seen a lot of Beverly Hills Housewives, and I've never seen an episode.
That's true.
I think I've seen half of an episode.
I might have to have you watch one with me. I don't know if you'd like it, though, really.
I can...
You might get too mad.
I don't like when it's just not, it's, I am an outlier. I totally understand the appeal and I totally get why every one of my friends loves it and why you love it. It's just not for me. But I'm also somebody who will watch a really dumb Kevin Costner movie like 6 times and I can't get that time back, but I'm really happy I did it. Like, No Way Out. That's okay. A terrible movie.
Well, you know what? Field of Dreams. I can watch that.
Field of Dreams is a wonderful movie.
I know. I could watch that a whole bunch. And that one wouldn't have made me mad. But Adventures in Babysitting really pissed me off for some reason.
It's a wonderful movie.
Have you seen it recently?
Well, that's the way it is.
Yeah,
was your husband letting your kids watch Adventures in Babysitting?
It was on, and then we turned it off because I was like, man, I saw that one. I was like,
yeah, there's a lot of movies out there you're like, this did not age well.
Yeah.
There was one that I just saw that isn't that old. With the cops. Boy, we really went off the deep
Beverly
end.
Hills.
Nope, that one is perfect. How dare you?
The Buddies?
Super bad.
That isn't a movie about cops.
There's cops in it. Bill Hader is one of them.
That is what you took away from that movie. There is a cop for about 1.5 minutes of that movie.
And it's
movie.
A wonderful scene.
But I wouldn't say it's about cops.
I think it's part of the description. A cops become part of a story in there.
That's when you read the back of the DVD, it's like,
how
two
old
cops
are you?
Unexpectedly come
how old
a par-
are you?
Become a part of a coming of age story.
Yeah. Starring Bill Hader and Seth Rogen as the cops. Thank you. How are you going to get that movie sold if you don't have any A-listers? Those guys.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Is it too early to do a hot flash? Because I got to do one right now.
Do
it. That hot flash is.
And then we'll get back on the clean talk.
Okay.
Do it.
It's Paul Rudd, you guys.
Oh, my God. Easy.
Because he, for so many reasons, but my favorite new one is that it was Seth Rogen did a tweet about how he got a massage in Vegas one time and rolls over. It's Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd saw him walking into the massage place and asked him, can I pull a joke? Can I massage him? And Seth never turned around. He never noticed.
He was the massage therapist?
He did a full hour massage on him. A full hour massage, you guys. And it's been like this. It's been gone crazy on Twitter. Is that the best prank ever, ever, ever?
Makes me so happy.
It's also something you would do because you'd be like, I panicked. I didn't know what to do. I just finished the massage. She was so relaxed and I didn't want to disturb her.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know what? I'm here now. I'm not going to do it. They don't know that it's me.
What if I shock her? She could have a heart attack.
I'm going to have to do a good job. She paid the money. She can't leave here disappointed. I'm going to have to do a good massage.
I know.
Or me, I'd forget it was a bit and I'd actually get into the massage and I'd be like, I'm doing a great job.
Well, at some point he had to think like, I got to sell this, right?
I can't just, oh my God, you know that he kept putting oil on his hands and everything at some point.
When you find out so much about your good friend when you give him a body massage, don't you? It's
a weird thing. Also, like, do you think Seth was like fully relaxed and at one point was like,
Aren't we all? We've all done that
on the massage table.
If we're not human, we
don't. I just don't mention it because I have to tell myself they've heard that before.
They for sure do. I mean,
I'm like a thing that's, what do you call it when you do that to a fire to make it?
A bellows.
Oh. I'm like, either way, you push on something, you don't know what's...
You don't know what's going to happen. And I actually one time did get this like weird yoga massage and I fell asleep during it. And then I remember after the guy was like, you know, sometimes our bodies make noises because they're so relaxed. And I was like, dear God, what happened while I was asleep? What happened? Thank God it wasn't Paul Rudd doing that to me. I'd be really embarrassed.
I would have a different bodily reaction if it was Paul Rudd. Mm-hmm. I would, if Paul Rudd's giving out massages.
Talk about having a clean sheets and borax.
Nope. I'm gonna have a full experience. I'm gonna know it's him, and it's gonna be. They're gonna be like, we're not that kind of place. And I'm like, you are now.
Yep,
you are now.
You can stay or go for this. I've got
another 40 minutes. So,
yep.
I've got lower back pain, and I need a cigarette.
Yep. You know
so.
What? That's.
Paul Rudd is a layup. I could talk about Paul Rudd every episode.
I know. He's so cute and charming.
He's so charming. I think he totally has a handle on celebrity. I think he seems delightfully cool. He's above it all a little bit. He's just a, and he's, I think the talk of him being so freaking hot and cute that that's not what he thinks of himself. So he just, if you see him on Between Two Ferns, YouTube it.
Well, he has these really, the Seth Rogen, that he's has these long friendships. With people who don't have to put up with shit or people who misbehave or whatever.
You're willing to play the long game on a joke. I'm so into it. There's the patience alone to pull that off is chef's kiss.
As much as I love Paul Rudd, I really love to talk about cleaning. Let's talk about videos I really like, which are power washing videos.
Is that, have we just dipped into the, are we going into a space?
You're thinking too much about Paul Rudd. Stop.
I'm sorry. No. You win. You know what? I'm not the one that made the leap from Paul Rudd into cleaning videos, which I was like, I'm going to make a bridge here.
I saw what your eyes were doing and I knew I had to cut it. I had to cut you off, just shut it down because you were going down a real deep Paul Rudd dive. And
Sorry, let me just go. I'm still
put
diving.
Put me back. I'm not comfortable with what.
Sorry. Don't put me in an office chair. I'm not meant for these. I need to be on a folding chair and keep me alert.
Anyways, you know that those power washing videos are really something because your husband's into them.
Good Christ.
My husband and I told him about the power washer. We told him about what
he got a power washer. He's very excited about it. You know what I've heard power washers are good for? Getting grass stains out of uniforms.
Oh, yeah. Now, yeah, you told me that. That's next level. It really
next
is.
Next level.
Yeah.
Didn't you use one to clean a rug?
Yes, I have. And that, if you want to, gosh, I should have boraxed that rug. If you can literally
put
see.
Put borax on stuff until it might bleach it. You don't know what borax is. We don't really know. I'm making it up as I go.
Don't we all have rugs, though, in our house, like area rugs, where you're like, if this doesn't work and this kills it, it's dead anyway.
I don't know if you remember what rug I have in my house, but I paid a lot of money for it. So now I have eight
other rugs
that I bought for $20 each across my rug. So my rug is covered by other rugs. So it's metaphorically covered in plastic.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
I have a lot of rugs, but the reason why is because when I had my dad's dog, she would fall if she was on hardwood. So I just had to put them kind of everywhere. And now I just kind of like them because
I think they make a room look really warm.
I like the ones you can just throw in the wash machine, especially with kids and have it be clean. Feel like it's not just definitely my carpets have stains on them from dogs, kids, and myself and red wine. But I want them, they're so I'm saying, they're messy. But they're clean. They're not, you know, if anybody has their food handler's permit, you know that there can be a glass that went through dish. It has lipstick on it. It's not clean, but it is sanitized. So that's what I like, is a house that's sanitized.
Wow, you have really gone deep into this.
Well, here's what I also learned
about. I find cleaning to be a requirement.
No, it is. It is. It has to be. But
then, I don't enjoy it.
Coming up with
it depends.
Don't you like to? You should do this. You save everything, so you make stuff new again. Do you know this? That with a power washer, you know how toys get really like sun bleached and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You can power wash them and it will peel off all that like white stuff. So they'll be like bright colored again.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I throw crap away all the time. I can't throw toys away enough.
Well, yeah.
I'm so, if I, listen, if I lived the way I really wanted to live, I'd be a minimalist. And that sounds totally against what my house looks like.
Except for sneakers.
Well, you and Colin, isn't this a conspiracy?
I didn't know that I hit a nerve. Did he see that? Listen, that guy's got a lot of shoes too.
Hats.
He shouldn't be.
Hats. Oh, he's got 1,000 hats. It's like you were dipping into our marriage counseling session.
I didn't know that.
He has so many opinions about me and my tennis shoes, and I don't know how to tell him that there's different arches in each one.
Okay.
If they were high heels, no one would say anything about it, but because they're kind of all similar, everybody's got an opinion.
I do apologize. I didn't know that was a thing. I just know that's the only thing I could think of that you have like more than one of.
I have a lot of sneakers. I don't let go of stuff.
I have heels. I have a pair of heels.
I have. Why would I need heels?
They're burgundy.
They're burgundy.
They're really cute.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've got one pair of stunners. I wear them to everything.
You really are.
That's how I believe. I like want to have like a minimalist space, so there's less to, like I like open spaces with clean stuff and minimal design. But with kids right now, like we have a bag for every sport. Oh, God. Bags get so gross.
So much stuff.
Ugh. Bags get gross. Like if anybody's got a trick on backpacks.
I just wash them.
I know, but they get skizz from the ground and you kind of can't get it out. I might have to power wash them.
OxyClean.
Honestly,
OxyClean's
a next level, man. Well, if that's one thing we haven't brought into this century, it's friggin' OxyClean.
God, OxyClean. My daughter's lunchbox, it's one of those little like skip hop ones that's the unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she drags it behind the car on the way to school
so gross.
What. It's so filthy. But I just throw it in the washing machine. It really,
that's what
really
I do.
Gets clean. And if it does have a stain on it, I use OxyClean and then it's like totally fine.
I like anything with a good hot water dip. You know, like I love the way it feels when you like clean your toothbrushes and you get all that skizz off of them.
Yep.
This is disgusting. We have electronic toothbrushes, which I think are like a blessing and a curse. And you take off the top of the toothbrush and underneath you're like, how does that even, what's next in your mouth?
It's like sludge. I know.
It's like, and I'm like in there like I'm working faster than the actual vibration of the toothbrush.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, maybe power washer. I don't know.
I'm afraid it'll break them. You know, I haven't replaced the heads on those for like 3 years. Like you're somebody that would appreciate the regular toothbrush because of the idea of how clean your teeth are getting based on you cleaning
it. Doing it. I know what's going on. I like a nice new toothbrush.
I always feel like everybody wants a Dizzlewazzit for some sort of cleaning. And I'm like, you know what's going to get it? Elbow grease. You want to clean?
Down,
scrub.
I'll tell you what I could use a Dizzlewazzit for is a clean in your shower. The big glass parts, you know, to get the water spots. Yeah.
You got to do the.
Oh, a
TikTok.
Squeegee. Of course
clean
I got
talk.
That. No.
The squeegee.
Really?
There's a guy that all he does is squeegee windows, and I can watch him for 40 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Got wonderful arms because he does his squeegees.
You know what's going to be hilarious is I am going to start spending all of my time watching these videos,
and my
never house is
going
to become a shithole.
Have you
I
met me?
Anything.
That's you guys, TikTok's ruined me. I'm just going to say I'm going to have I'm learning stuff, but I'm really wasting time. But there's something about my brain where it works so fast that when I get on TikTok, it makes me go,
it's calming to you.
It's cleaning my brain a little bit. It cleans my brain a little bit.
Well, you
and then
use
I get
a
back.
Little of that.
Yeah. Then I'm like, good. The five voices talking at one time or just one.
I will tell you something else that while I did it, I recognized it was crazy.
Okay.
While I was doing it, I have done this in the last 5 days. I Swiffered the ceiling.
That's fair.
Really? Okay.
I think that's fair because you get cobwebs.
Yeah, I noticed that in our bathroom, it's got like it'll get like a like bugs up there kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
And I think it's like the humidity or they stick or I don't know, but I was really I Swiffered it. I was like, I can't look at this anymore.
Yeah, we've got a couple areas that I'm like, this house is 100 years old. I'm going to go ahead and venture to say nobody's ever hit this with something to clean it.
Absolutely not.
And I'm going to find the dead bones of somebody in here. And
oh, yeah, that's what, yeah.
That's where the guy hid it because he was like, ain't nobody getting on top of these cabinets.
Yeah.
And that's.
Have you ever found weird stuff in there, in your house?
You
guys have that. So California doesn't have basements. It's a real weird thing. Yeah, because who
can afford just a, first of all, it's usually one level and it's like 1600 square feet. And then you're hoping for a second level, but you need every square foot you can get.
A whole extra house to have a basement.
Just for storage alone.
But Kristen's house has like a crawl space, man.
Weird stuff in my crawl space. Nothing but a giant dead rat that I literally went face to face with, made me gag in my mouth. Found that. We haven't found anything interesting in the house, and I think that's because it was a rental before we moved in. But
somebody else found all the interesting.
Yeah, somebody else found all the
sold
interesting
it on
stuff.
Craigslist. Yeah.
We've talked about this house, man. The guy really did a number on those floors. If I haven't said it before, I'm gonna say it again because that's part of my charm is how much I repeat myself. He got these goddamn. You want to talk about something hard to clean? These Spanish tiles that we have. What are they called? Red ones.
Quarry tile.
I guess
they're pottery. They're kiln tiles. Fine. I don't know. They're like orange.
Yeah, it's the same shit they make planters out of, right? Yeah. So they're orangey in color, not great.
Yeah. What are they called?
And you know,
there's roofing.
Like yeah, the, yeah. So the white stuff in between
the
is
grout.
The grout is so gross. And I know I looked it on TikTok.
You guys get black rot.
I'm trying to get it off. I'm like, I thought for during quarantine, what a great thing to keep me busy. It would be like Shawshank Redemption trying to dig through the hole. And I'm going to do that on these floors. Well, I lost interest after one tile. And this asshole put these tiles in because they were cheap, not because they look good, because it's not even a Spanish house. And he put them in there, and then you know what he did? He got them for a deal. So every eighth tile has a kitty cat paw in it, like a real asshole. So do you want to know what I have? ADHD and OCD. So all I do is look for the eighth fucking tile with the kitty cat paw.
Yeah.
And now they're dirty. So the whole thing is a nightmare.
Let me tell you what she really does, how she has made lemonade out of these lemons is she will take like a 4 or 5 year old that she wants to keep occupied
it's
and tell
best.
Him to go find the cat.
Oh my God.
Go look
we had
for
a
the
party
cat.
And Delilah and May and all the 5 year olds, they were like, where's the kitty? And I go, I can't find him. And they're like, we'll find him. 2 hours later, they've got a full search going. I'm like, follow the tracks. They go nowhere. Except to the shitty sale bin at Home Depot 18 years ago.
Well, let me tell you how you might want to...
Clean them? They're a nightmare.
Power washer.
God. I don't know. Move all the furniture out?
I don't think there's... Yes, absolutely. I don't think there's anything you can't power wash. And especially...
Jen, but I would have to move all the furniture out of the house. What do I do? You can't
do
that.
What happens when you got to get like the carpets clean or something like that, right?
I suppose, but then I'm going to have to clean all the grout? It's disgusting.
Yeah. I'll reiterate, you should always get black grout. That is,
I didn't make that
not
decision.
Not on the wall per se of your shower. Like just you could do white grout
on
in
the
there.
Grout on the bottom.
But on the
yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
But on Spanish tile in an English colonial house, they chose what's now gross, sludgy gray. It's disgusting.
Speaking of cleaning, talk to your husband about power washing that grout and just see what you think of it then.
We have a sectional in there, man. We're going to have to move all of our furniture. I cannot deal with it. I'd rather demo the house.
What about we try a little borax on
those
floors?
Can we go back to Paul Rudd giving me a massage?
No.
Can we please go back to Paul Rudd giving...
We're already in an uncomfortable space for me with it anyways. I shouldn't have brought it up. I just didn't know it was going to be that intense of a hot flash.
That's going to do more for me than just about anything we've ever talked about.
I'm going to get on our Instagram and it's going to be all Paul Rudd searches, isn't it?
No, it's going to be all Paul Rudd DMs from you.
Oh, no.
Paul. I'm Jen from My Mom's So Hard. We love you so much.
Oh,
Hit us back.
I know she does this, you guys. This is not a bit. This is what I deal with.
if it didn't work sometimes, then I would stop.
Why is this person scared to make eye contact with me?
Hey, Jason. I hope you're doing well. Love, Jen.
She messages Jason Momoa. See, that's the thing. She forgets that I'm on this Instagram too. And I'm like, well, when did I search all these pimple popping videos? And when in God's name did I DM Jen Garner? When did that happen? I
forgot.
Sometimes I am drinking more than I think I am.
Forget. And sometimes I'm on Ambien and I have to remind myself the next day. I'm like, did I dream it or did I do it?
Sometimes
it
works
out. Well done.
She'll be like, hey, I got us a couple free bikes. I messaged somebody evidently, or you did. One of us did. I don't know who it was. And we just got to go pick them up. So
it's so embarrassing. I literally forget that we share the account all the time. So I'll like start searching and then I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to search 8 things. So she just doesn't look at the search history.
Yep. Paul Rudd naked.
Paul Rudd. I don't want to see him naked. I want to see him in his glory, which is him doing bits and jokes. That's all I need.
Let's do a mom box.
Mom box.
Here is a mom box that we are we're obsessed with, and it's not specific, but after mentioning the food that we love on tour, you ladies have been filling our mom boxes with so many recommendations of restaurants. I just saw some in St. Louis called Salt and Smoke. That's everything I love.
That's all that I need to know. And I love that these are all like things that everybody's really proud of about their town. And we will absolutely go to some of these places.
Please keep sending them. Tell us where to go before the show, after the show, all of that. Tell us where you're going. We love it. It's so much fun for us.
Hey, turns out a mom from Grand Island messaged us and the Saddle Club is still going strong.
We're absolutely going there.
Well, it might be close after 8. I mean, it's just that kind of crowd.
Earlier. We'll go.
What if it doesn't lean?
You know, it'd be really fun is to like rent it out or something.
Oh, we got to talk about the Saddle Club. Yeah. Because we're coming to Grand Island. We can't wait. The show is almost sold out at this point.
It's just a few tickets here and there, but you can get some still.
Yeah, you can get some. And we can't wait to like hang out and party in Grand Island, which is where I spent some of my youth.
I
went to dance class there.
I actually did party in Grand Island, so it's a little different for me.
Well, we love all you guys sending us all the restaurants we're going to go to. We're going to compile a giant list and put them like on our podcast Instagram, because why not share them? And if you have any, we're going to Phoenix this weekend. This will be past that.
It'll be so late. We're going to be in Brea. We're going to be in Oxnard, Oxon Hill, Maryland at the MGM.
I mean, look at go to imomsohard.com. Look at our show dates.
Now I feel like I need to. I've made that weekend feel bad, is what I think.
What do you mean?
Because I only mentioned Oxon Hill, and I don't want the rest of. Because I'm pretty sure. Let me see. We're gonna be in Bethlehem, PA.
Oh,
that same weekend.
Yeah, every place you go to eat there is good.
Springfield, Mass.
Yep.
All right, get there, ladies. Tell us where to eat. We'll see you there.
We'll see you there.
We're done podcasting. Bye.